Yet these things in the Quran are to stand for now, and they stood before, and they are to stand after the day of the judgment, to be used and efficiently used to affect people, to give them the parables which Allah had given, and to point to them about the Lordship of Allah and His ability to create. Be cursed, disbelieving man. How ungrateful he is. From what thing did he create him? From a semen drop he created him, and then molded him in due proportion. Then he makes the path easy for him. Then he causes him to die, and puts him in his grave. Then when it is his will, he will raise him up again. Nay, but man has not done what he commanded him. Surah 80, ayah 17 to 23. We sit with them, giving them da'wah. We can say, then let man look at his food, that we pour forth water in abundance, and we split the earth in clefts, and produce therein corn, and grapes, cloves, plants, green fodder for the cattle, and olives, and dates, and gardens dense with many trees, and fruits, for enjoyment and convenience to you and to your cattle. And we link with the day of judgment. But when there comes the day of resurrection, that day shall a man flee from his own brother, and from his own mother, and from his father, and from his wife, and his children. Every man that day will have enough to make him careless of others. Some faces that day will be bright, laughing, rejoicing at good news. And other faces that day will be thus stained. Darkness will cover them. Those are the disbelievers, the wicked. The Quran, Surah 80, Ayahs 33 to 42. And the building of the universe is more complex than the creation of man. And the two kinds of water, seas, are not alike. This, the one fresh water, good to drink. And this, the other, bitter, salt. And from both you eat fresh, tender meat, fish, and derive the ornament that you wear, and you see the ships cleaving them, the seas, that you see or you may seek of his bounty, and that you may give thanks. The Quran, 35, Ayah 12. A complex universe must be run by its only creator, because no children did Allah beget. Nor is there any god along with him. If there were many gods, behold, each god would have taken away what he had created, and some would have tried to overcome others. Glorified be Allah above what they attribute to him. Bring your proofs if you are truthful. If Allah takes away what he gave us, who can restore it? And Allah has brought you out from the wombs of your mothers, while you know nothing, and he gave you hearing, sight, and heart, that you may think. This is Surah 16, Ayah 78. Then, say to the disbelievers, tell me if Allah took away your hearing and your sight, and set a seal upon your hearts, who a god other than Allah could restore them to you? Look how variously we explain the sign, yet they turn aside. The Quran, Surah 16. 46. Say, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me, if Allah made the night everlasting for you till the day of resurrection, who is God besides Allah who could bring you light? Will you not then hear? The Quran, Surah 24, Ayah 44. Say, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me, if Allah made the day everlasting for you till the day of resurrection, who is a god besides Allah who could bring you night wherein you rest? Will you not then see? The Quran, Surah 28, 71 and 72. It is He, Allah, who has set the stars for you, so that you may guide your course with their help through the darkness of the land and the sea. We have indeed detailed our signs for people who know. Surah 6, Ayah 97. Detailed and obvious signs around man, rain, mountains, animals, men with various colors, Have you not seen that Allah causes water to fall from the sky, with which is produced fruits of various colors? And in the mountains are tracts, white and red, of various shades of color, and black intense in hue, and so amongst men and beasts and cattle are they of various colors too. Those truly fear Allah among His servants who have knowledge. Surah 35, ayahs 27 and 28. Mountains are pegs that maintain the stability of the earth. Have we not made the earth as a bed and the mountains as pegs? The Quran, Surah 78, ayahs 6 and 7. And we have placed on the earth fair mountains, lest it should shake with them. And we place therein broad highways between mountains for them to pass through, that they may be guided. The Quran, Surah 21, ayah 31. Men like you and me, in various colors and tongues, and colors, and colors and various stripes, colors and tongues. O mankind, we have created you from a single pair of a male and a female, and made you into nations and tribes that you may know each other. Without discrimination, the criteria is our relationship to our Creator, Allah. Because Allah says, the translation of the meaning, verily the most honorable of you in the sight of Allah is that believer who is best in religion and best in good deeds. Verily Allah is all-knowing, all-aware. The Quran, Ayah 49, Surah 49, Ayah 13. And among His signs is the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the difference of your language and color. Verily in that are indeed signs for men of knowledge, for men of knowledge. Surah 30, Ayah 22. This earth is an abode, the rain from the sky, gardens growing. Can other than Allah cause the growth of trees and leaves? Is not He better than your gods who created the heavens and the earth and sent down for you rain from the sky, whereby we cause to grow gardens full of beauty and delight? It is not in your power to cause the growth of their trees. Is there any god with Allah? Say, but there are people who ascribe equal to you. So much water around us, fresh and salty, but barriers keep the flesh and salt water distinctly separate. The Atlantic Ocean is less salty than the Mediterranean Sea, yet both are kept apart by a barrier. The Nile and the Mississippi River each pour fresh water into the sea. The river water, with its silt, remains distinct from the sea water for a long distance at the sea. The sea and fresh water, though they pass each other, remain distinct bodies with distinct functions. It is He who has let free the two bodies of flowing water, one palatable and sweet, and the other salt and bitter. And He has set a barrier between them, a partition that is forbidden to be passed. The Quran, Surah 27, Ayah 60. Where is Allah? Surah 67, Ayah 16 and 17. أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يَخْسِفَ بِكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فَإِذَا هِيَ تَمُورُ أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يُرْسِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ حَاصِبًا فَسَتَعْلَمُونَ كَيْفَ نَذِيرِ. In Surah Tabarak, which is Surah 67, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers to this question. Do you feel secure that He, Allah, who is in the heaven, will not cause the earth to sink with you, and behold it shakes as in an earthquake? أَمَنِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يُرْسِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ حَاصِبًا فَسَتَعْلَمُونَ كَيْفَ نَذِيرِ. Or do you feel secure that He, who is in the heaven, Allah, will not send against you a violent whirlwind? then you shall know how terrible has been my warning. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has confirmed in the Sahihain, the two books of Sahih, Bukhari and Muslim. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا تأمنوني وأنا أمين من في السماء يأتيني خبر السماء صباح مساء. Don't you trust me? And I am the one who is trusted by the one Allah in heaven. The news comes to me every morning and every night from heaven. In Sahih Muslim, Muawiyah ibn al-Hakam al-Salami slapped a woman slave for him, and he regretted it, and came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wanted to know what could he do, and he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he gave him the details of that incident. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the slave woman, أين الله؟ قالت في السماء. She said, up in heaven. قال من أنا؟ قالت أنت رسول الله. He asked her, who I am? Who am I? She said, you are رسول الله, the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال أعتقها فإنها مؤمنة. Let her free, for she is a believing woman. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم witnessed her belief because of this answer that she gave. And this is not just a light answer. It's a heavy answer, heavy fortified by the reality which the Prophet ﷺ knew about Allah, that He is high above in heaven. And he gave her the testimony of belief and asked Muawiyah ibn al-Hakam al-Salami to free her. Hadith Abdullah ibn Umar, the hadith related by Abdullah ibn Umar, الذي رواه الترمذي, which was related or collected by At-Tirmidhi, and he said hadithun hasanun sahih, and the Tirmidhi said that it is a good hadith, a good and correct hadith. الرحمون يرحمهم الرحمن ارحموا من في الأرض يرحمكم من في السماء. الرحمون, the ones who are merciful of others. يرحمهم الرحمن, Allah is merciful, Ar-Rahman, to them. Irhamu man fil ard, be merciful to those who are above earth, on earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yarhamukum man fil sama', the one who is in heaven will have mercy upon you, will shed his mercy upon you. This man fil sama', in heavens, confirm al-ulu wal-fawqiyya, loftiness and highness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نقول دائما ونقرأ دائما سبحان ربي الأعلى, most glorified, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most exalted, most high. This doesn't mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is contained in the heavens, or that the sky is contained in the name. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all these heavens and earth are, كما أخبرنا سبحانه وتعالى, والسماوات مطويات بيمينه. And the heavens are folded in his right hand. They cannot contain him, سبحانه وتعالى. He is not to be contained. Allah سبحانه وتعالى confirms this فوقية, this loftiness, this highness in Surah 16, Ayah 50. يخافون ربهم من فوقهم. They fear their Lord who is high above them. And also in Surah Al-An'am, Surah 6, Ayah 18. وهو القاهر فوق عباده. And he is the irresistible, ever-watching above his slave. Zainab, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, تفخر على زوجات النبي sallallahu alayhi wa sallam وتقول. She feels the pride when she refers to her marriage, that her marriage was ordained by the one who is high above the seven heavens. وَتَقُولُ زَوَّجَكُنَّ أَهَالِيكُنَّ وَزَوَّجَنِيَ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَوْقِ سَبْعِ سَمَوَاتِ. Your parents, your families had arranged the marriages for you and conducted that for you. But the one who is high above the seven heavens has ordained my marriage. Confirming the فَوْقِيَّة, العلو, confirming the highness, the loftiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. About Isa alayhi salam, بَلْ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ. Allah has lifted him up to him, up to him. This is Surah 4, Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 158. تَعْرُجُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ إِلَيْهِ. The angels and the souls ascend up to him, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surah Al-Ma'arij, Surah 70, Ayah 4. In the farewell Hajj of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, اللهم اشهد اللهم اشهد اللهم اشهد يرفع بإصبعه السبابة إلى السماء ثم ينكثها إلى النفس. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying in his farewell pilgrimage and the speech that he had made, اللهم فاشهد, oh Allah bear witness, three times pointing with his finger up and then towards the masses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most high, that in his highness he is still close, and in his nearness he is still high. We confirm this attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because Allah had confirmed this in the Quran, and similarly the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we know now from these evidences, and there are many many more evidences related to this aspect of one of the attributes of Allah. But I want to know, to talk a little bit about what is the influence of this? What is the impact to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is high above His arsh, is high above in heaven? This confirms a very critical aspect of knowledge, and that it is the distinction of Allah from His creation. The distinction of Allah from His creation. Everybody knows what people had attributed to God, to Allah, saying that He is incarnated in Jesus, or incarnated in such and such, or dwells such and such form of creation. This attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala denies completely and is against this philosophy and these falsehoods or these concepts of falsehood. Because people will turn, when they have the divine attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taken in such manner, and feel and believe that Allah is incarnated in everything or in something or part of His creation, then they will turn to other than Allah. But Allah is above His creation, distinct from His creation, much united in His creation. Sky without clouds. Allah is He who raised the heavens without any pillars that you can see. Surah 13, Ayah 2. The milk we drink, it is a wholesome and agreeable diet for man. Digestive enzymes in cattle transfer food into excretions in the small intestine, where it gets absorbed into the bloodstream. The milk-producing glands absorb all the necessary constituents for milk production circulating in the blood. All of this was not known to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is one of the signs of Allah for those who contemplate. And verily in the cattle there is a lesson for you. From what is within their bodies between excretions and blood, we produce for you drink, milk, pure and agreeable to those who drink it. Surah 16, Ayah 66. Breathing problems at high altitudes. When men climb mountains or travel at high altitudes, or when men do so, they need oxygen supplies because of the difficulty in breathing. This fact was known in the Quran more than 1400 years ago, before man went up into the air. And whomsoever Allah wills to guide, he opens his breast to Islam. And whomsoever He wills to send astray, He makes his breast closed and restricted as if he is climbing up to the sky. Thus Allah puts the wrath on those who believe not. Surah 6, Ayah 125. Depth and darkness of ocean. More than 1400 years ago, people did not know about the deep oceans. The Quran informed us about the existence of deep darkness underwater, a fact that was discovered only recently by modern science. Scientists know now that underwater waves, which are currents, are part of the world of oceans. This is all described by Allah as another sign for those who contemplate. Or the state of the disbeliever is like the darkness in a vast deep ocean, overwhelmed with a great wave, topped by a great wave, topped by cloud of darkness, darkness one above another. If a man stretches out his hand, he can hardly see it, and he from whom Allah has not appointed light, for him there is no light. The Quran, Surah 24, Ayah 40. Fears of everything, mankind, animal life, and as it's recently found, plants too are in pearls. Glory be to Him who has created all the pearls of what the earth produces, as well as of their own humankind, male and female, and of that which they know not. The Quran, Surah 36, Ayah 36. And of everything we have created pearls that you may reflect. The Quran, 51, Ayah 49. The sun is a lamp, while the moon is a light, and there is a difference in the physics of the two. Scientific progress states that sunlight is not a reflection, but it comes from the sun itself. That is, it is a lamp, while the light of the moon is a reflection of sun rays. What did Allah reveal to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran? See you not how Allah has created the seven heavens one above another, and made the moon a light, and made the sun as a lamp? Quran 71, Ayah 15 and 16. It is He who made the sun a shining thing, and the moon as a light, and measured out its stages that you might know the number of years and reckoning. Allah did not create this but in truth. He explained the signs in detail for people who have knowledge. Surah 10, Ayah 5. Camels, horses, cars, ships, planes, spaceships, and more. Allah reminds us of His mercy, manifested in His creation of many useful things. He has created certain animals for us to use as a source of food, as well as to ride on. He most glorified created iron, and in it there is a great benefit to man. Amongst many other things, it is useful to make sophisticated ways of transportation. All of this is perfectly mentioned in the Quran. Allah, it is who created cattle for you, that you may ride on some of them and eat some. And there are many other benefits you have from them, and that you may reach by their means the desire that is in your best, means to carry on your goods and loads, etc. And on them and on ships you are carried. And He shows you His signs, which then of His signs of Allah you deny. Quran 40, Surah 40, Ayah 79 and 8. The honey we eat, the fingerprinting we print, the sign shall continue. We shall show them our signs in the universe, and then their own selves, until it becomes manifest to them that this Quran is the truth. It is not sufficient in regard to your Lord that He is witness over all things. Man can see, nature cannot. Man can hear, nature cannot. Man can have a will, nature don't. Man is knowledgeable, nature lacks knowledge. Man has reasoning, nature does not. Man has feeling, nature does not. Man has certain degrees of wisdom, nature does not. How then can man be more advanced than this new creator they call Mother Nature? One more of their false gods. How do you worship besides Allah something which has no power either to harm or benefit you? But it is Allah who is the hearer, all knower. Tell me, if Allah took away your hearing and your sight, and set upon your hearts who a God other than Allah could restore that to you. The talk about the Lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the talk about the Quran. And it is linked to the Godship, meaning to the worship of Allah alone. There is a purpose behind all of these signs which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set, because He doesn't speak in vain, and He doesn't create in vain, He doesn't do anything in vain. In all of these attributes of Allah, in His signs that He had created, there is a purpose. And the purpose is to link it to the ubudiyyah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that man submits to Allah. This is where I stop, and I leave that second part for my fellow brothers who will come next. If I had done anything wrong, if I had committed any mistake, it is from me and from Shaitan. Allah and His Messenger are free from it. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka Rabbi wa atubu ilayk.
Actually, before we leave, let you know your two numbers. So, for the time, you just put the number there by the name. So, you can't get the time. You take all the time their name in the first three, from 1 to 25, they all know their name. I'll play it. You know, you might know it. People who died in the first year, from 1 to 25. People who were brother to find the second chief to put their number next to their name. Brother looks at their hand, number 26. So I think 27. So I'm going to 28. After 29. After another watch it, number 30. Why are you asking 31? After Shoma 33, Rahman 54, Malik 35, Ahmad Likade 36, Ahmad Nati 37, Ahmad Zabra 38, Rahim Pereira 39, Abu Jarim Lassalo 40. Muhammad Domino Constitution. What's your name? Constitution. Number 41. And Muhammad Alameen 42. Anybody who can't sign his name, be so inside.
آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين. All praise is due to Allah and may Allah's peace and blessings be on His last Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and on all those who follow the path of righteousness until the last day. My presentation is on the Shahadatan or the declaration of Islam, and before looking into the actual meaning of this declaration, it is very important for us to understand that the declaration of faith is for the benefit of man. It is not something which a human being informs God about. We know that for the declaration of faith to be acceptable, it must be said, it must be spoken, it must be declared, except in cases where people's lives or their limbs are threatened. In such cases, it is permissible for one to hide one's acceptance of Islam.